tell me about your life to the time you can remember to now.
From the time I can remember. Like the good and the bad stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, from the my first memory is when I had chicken pox. I was 4. And I remember my brother Jerry picking my chicken pox off. And my mom was screaming at both of us because we were messing around. And my brother was making me cry. So that's like literally my first memory at 4. But my second memory, I guess I could say, was when I was 5. I found a little kitty cat, and her name was Puffer, and she meant a whole lot to me, and that's pretty much, I kind of like won her. I found her, and my other friend wanted her, and I won her, so I got to take her home. And then I had to convince my parents that that we could keep her, because my parents didn't want any cats or dogs or anything. So, and then I remember, okay, so I had 2 brothers at the time, and then I remember my younger brother being born, and that's when I was 7.
Big going on at this time, during this time?
Of what, my brother being born?
Like, wars.
Oh, gosh. It was like early 70s, that was the Vietnam War was going on. I remember Richard Nixon on TV, and I remember him getting in trouble. I didn't really understand what impeachment meant, but I remember he did get in trouble. I remember gas prices were super high at the time for those people in those days, although it's like double that now. What else?
Tell me about what your parents were like.
Let's see, they were really old school. My mother was somewhat prudish in certain things. Even though they grew up in the 60s, they didn't do any of the things that people in the 60s were doing, like smoke pot or, you know, do drugs or any of that stuff. They weren't flower children. They were really products of the late 50s, early 60s. So, they thought that all those people back in the 70s were hippies. But I kind of thought it was cool. All right, high school. Let's see. I was, It was 1980. Mm-hmm. I remember being on the bus when I heard John Lennon got killed. He was with the Beatles, 9th grade. And then Reagan was then elected president. And we had a hostage crisis in Iran, and everybody was scared we were going to go to war, and that's pretty much it for 9th grade. I grew about 3 inches over summer, so I went from 5'2 to 5'5, from being a little chunky monkey to slightly skinny, and then I tried out for the cheerleading squad, and I made it as an alternate. And I was very happy about that. And then I also did track and field during high school. And I lettered in that. And I played softball during high school. So I did a lot of things in high school. I had pretty good grades, which I stress are very important for you guys. What else?
What was your first job?
My first job, my very first job was delivering newspapers at the age of 11. Got a paper route, 150 papers, through the ice and snow of upstate New York, and rain and sleet and hail, and non-shoveled driveways, and black ice of slipping on my butt every time I stepped in the wrong spot with the papers, and sweating in the summer months. And the Sunday newspaper being 8 million times heavier than any other paper. Wednesday was always a good day. That was the light day. But I was 11. And that lasted until I was 16. So for 5 years.
How much did you make?
On the paper route?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Not much. Maybe $20 a week? A week? My tips were small. It wasn't because I was a bad paper person either. It was because, like, your tips at that point were, like, maybe you got $1 per month from a customer for a tip. Something like that. It was crazy. I think it was, like, $1 a month.
Did you finish college?
I did not finish college, but I have been for 3 different things over the years, so I kind of feel like I'm a very smart student, even though I haven't finished all the, what do they call those, the general eds. But I went for water technology, I went for drafting, and I finished all of those classes, and I went for business management, and I finished pretty much all of those classes. I just am not finished with general ed.
How did you meet Dad?
Do we have to talk about him?
Yes.
Let's see. I met your dad when I was about 24. I think I was 20. No, maybe I was 25. I think I was 25. My girlfriend and I went out to a club to go dancing, and your father was there. And he was dancing, but he was so completely plastered that he didn't remember who I was. Then I ran into him again, like 3 months later, when my friend started dating his friend, and that's when we started dating.
So, and you got married and had 3 kids?
Yeah, kind of in that order.
What are you proudest of in your life?
I would have to say I am proudest of all 3 of you the most. My whole world revolves around you guys.
What is the worst thing you ever did?
Ever did in my whole life?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell anybody, but I started that fire. Fire. When I was like, 7 or 8, no, maybe 9, I think it was 9, 7, 8, I was 7, 8 or 9, I can't remember. It was me and my 2 older brothers, and we went out in the back of the field near our house, and we accidentally lit the grass on fire, and we started a grass fire, and we burnt down the whole field, and everybody was scared their houses were going to get burnt up, and we were just literally shaking in our boots, and nobody ever admitted to that.